Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
All right, Gator. Our guy Scott here, it's been hot of late, so keep riding that train. 8-4 in your last 2 weeks in picking games. On the year, my strength is NCAA football. I'm 14-7. The Car House Lock of the Week is 5-2. Overall, I'm 23-16 against the number. You're 18-21, which is improved.
Thank you.
Yes, God, let's get that back over 500. Yeah. I will start. Interesting football game taking place in Boston. Boston College is a 1.5 favorite over UConn. UConn is 4-2 with a top 15 offense. I will take the 1.5 in the Huskies.
Tonight we got a matchup taking place in Miami. The Hurricanes are hosting the Louisville Cardinals. The over-under set at 49.5. I like a lot of points scored in this game. I was looking at the spread, but I just didn't feel comfortable with giving up the points if I'm Miami. But I like the over 49.5 points.
Next up, game tonight, Big Ten. Minnesota is getting 7.5 at home taking on Nebraska. Nebraska, I think, is one of those Big Ten second echelon teams that is good. But I think Minnesota can give them problems at home on a short week. I'll take the Gophers plus the 7.5.
They really don't have to row that far.
No.
I also, another game tonight. Cal is giving up 8 points at home against North Carolina. Ah, North Carolina. The Fighting Belichicks.
Yeah.
What do they got? I don't think they got enough. In fact, I think they're in such disarray. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. Cal -8 against North Carolina.
All right. Final game for me is the Car House lock of the week. Two great defenses. They rank 11th and 12th in the country. BYU and Utah. Both top 30 offenses, BYU and Utah. BYU's at home with a quarterback who wears number 47 and is named Bear. They're getting 3.5. My Car House lock of the week, Bear and BYU plus 3.5.
It's an underrated great rivalry game with those two teams. My last college game, USC is getting 9.5 points as they travel to Notre Dame. I think it's a ton of points to give up. Now, Notre Dame may win this game, but I like USC getting those points. They are able to run the football, and they're able to stop the run, too, which is going to be key for them against Notre Dame.
Well, let's shift to the NFL. Indy, plus 1.5, is playing in L.A. against the Chargers. I like Indy indoors. Indy likes being indoors. I'll take the 1.5 in the Colts.
Miami is at Cleveland. What might be just a big win fest out there. The Dolphins are getting 2.5 points. I think with their little come to Jesus meeting that they had this week being played out in public with Tua and the rest of his team, I think they're going to be on the same page. I like them getting the 2.5 at Cleveland.
I got the same game, but they're going to have 20-mile-an-hour winds or worse. They're going to have sideways rain. I'll take the under 36.5 in that game.
Chicago is playing some pretty good football right now. I believe winners of the last three games. They are at home against New Orleans. The Bears are giving up 4.5 points. I just like what they're doing lately, and I don't think much of New Orleans.
Final game is, I think everybody's on board with the Giants because of the dart scataboo thing. Denver's too good. I'll take Denver and lay the 7 and go against the grain, the Giants.
People are off the bandwagon of the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, and they don't like them right now, but they're only a point favorite on the road at Minnesota. Who's playing quarterback for Minnesota? We don't know. JJ McCarthy could be ready to go. I still like Philadelphia. I think they're a better team than what we've seen lately in the last couple games, and they've lost. I'll take the Eagles minus one at the Vikings.
Those are our picks. Kang, every week you love a pick and you hate a pick. Which one do you like the most?
All right, I'm going to have to go with you only, Doug. Giddy forgot to send your picks to me, and I wasn't paying close enough attention to figure out which ones I like and don't like from you.
You're okay? Right. My bad.
All right, so Doug, you get the love and hate. The love, BYU, man. 3.5, I agree. They got a 44-year-old quarterback, you said?
No, he wears number 47.
Oh, okay, that was 47. Okay, sorry. And I don't like Indy, man. You got Indy plus 1.5 at Chargers. Usually that's a road game for Chargers home games, but that's I don't think Indy fans travel that well. I'll take Herbert and the Chargers.
There you go. Those are our picks every week for If I Bet It.
Sorry, King.
It's Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. A few things here, Gator. Getting caught up on baseball. Toronto has tied the series with Seattle. Road field advantage in full effect in that series. It's been weird.
Well, they've been 4 blowouts too, right?
Yeah, and they've all gone in favor of the road team. Well, okay then. Dodgers up 3-0. How do you feel about that Dodger team?
I don't like them. I don't like them at all. It's the best team money can buy, and I don't like that they've just outspent everybody else. It's the disparity of baseball, and I can't stand it.
That's sports and stuff. This is sort of sports related. Vanderbilt has a freshman basketball player named Chandler Bing.
Come on. Does he have an extra nipple?
On his person, you know how, like you'll hear, here's his stats, here's what his awards were, here's all that, and then personal. Under personal, he wrote, has never watched Friends.
Come on. Come on. His name is Chandler Bing, and he's never watched it?
Yep.
He's obviously aware.
Well, to say I've never watched Friends, I think that's probably because he gets asked all the time. I feel like this would be one of the cruelest tricks to play on a kid. Name your kid after a television character that... And then they proceed to, they don't watch, they know nothing about it. Because they'd spend their entire life explaining it.
I feel like Chandler was probably one of the least polarizing of the characters in the show. Like, everybody kind of liked Chandler. Right? There's nothing to dislike about him.
Didn't everybody like everybody on that show?
I think Ross is kind of a pain.
Neurotic.
Yeah, he's whiny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know.
So what kind of basketball player would Chandler Bing be?
Could he be any worse? I don't know.
Joey would be hard to coach because he couldn't understand anything.
Right, yeah. Right. But Joey's the most athletic of the three.
He would be the most athletic. He'd be the athletic guy that doesn't follow the play.
Yeah, I feel like Ross and Chandler would fit in the episode of The Office playing basketball.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Just completely...
There's no way his parents didn't watch Friends, right?
They
because
had
why
to.
Would you? But if they did, then why did they name their kid Chandler?
You know like what the mean? Name like, Chandler, but the last name. Why would you do that to anybody? You're
that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Why did you do that?
They could not have watched Friends. That's the only reasonable explanation.
You're saying that it's just a coincidence. Cruel coincidence.
Yes, because if to purposely do that, what's wrong with you, parents?
Their parents do that stuff all the time, though.
Do
they? Name their kids after TV characters?
Or name their kids after something that you know the kid's going to be like, why did you do this to me at some point?
I knew a guy who worked in an office named Michael Bolton.
Here we go.
It's not his fault Michael Bolton sucks.
No, it's not his fault. Not his fault at all.
Why should I change my name?
Right.
Yeah. So Chandler Bing. And I am now suddenly... Now, I will tell you, he looks nothing like Chandler Bing.
No?
No. Huh. Wrong ethnicity.
Okay.
Starting there. 6'5".
And he's got no nubbin?
I don't know. There's no reference of the nubbin. Chandler Bing on the TV show, for people who did not know the TV show Friends, he was a character and he had a third nipple called the nubbin.
He called it his nubbin.
Yeah. So anyway, there's that, which is probably far more interesting than the updates on the NLCS and the ALCS, because I'm still pained, Scott. I'm still pained.
It's all right. Root for Toronto. You'll be all right. Although that's tough for you.
It is tough for me. If Logan were playing, it'd be
completely
different.
But it's less tough if he's not on the roster.
Yeah, he's not. He's on the taxi squad, so he could get activated next round. So that would be very cool, because the next round would be the World Series. Jesus.
Do you think what Jeff's doing right now is lazy, or is it just being he's so excited he doesn't have time?
He doesn't want to sit down?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, you could just grab a chair.
Yeah, I know, but the crosstalk lasts for like a minute. So lazy, for sure.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure the benefit of that. I said, or you're just so raring to go. Let's go. Let's
get
after.
Jeff is a bald dude. You get it done.
Oh, thank you.
How's it feel, my brother?
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good. My wife finally is okay with it, too. My daughter's okay with it. So that was the big hurdle.
Was it?
Well, yeah. What about you?
I had no hurdles whatsoever, and I wished I'd done it years earlier.
Yeah, it is quite freeing. Scott, why don't you try?
No, it's okay.
You got good hair.
That's why. So the dog, does a dog lick the top of your head at all?
Sometimes. Yeah, Bouncy's 14, so I let her do whatever she wants.
Great.
Yeah.
Bouncy?
Yeah.
Bouncy.
Yeah, she's a shug, a shepherd pug, and she's getting up there. So what is 14 times 7? Do you want to do that?
Well, that's 98.
She's 98 in human years.
Nice job.
The sevens I'm okay with because it's football.
Nicely done.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We're going to talk about Scooble, kind of a different way to go about it. TJ Lang's going to join us at 3 o'clock. No Mike today. He's back on Monday. And who said it, guys? I love playing Who Said It. It's an honor, a privilege.
All right. We'll have some
fun. And other stuff.
Yep. I'll have a great show. Everybody have a great weekend. We leave you every Friday with the Friday Rant. Cater trying to get some more time in front of the TV. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.